to Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage is going to come from Psalm 130. I've been reading through a devotion on the Psalms this year. Came to Psalm 130, which the astute listener will know is one of the songs that we sing on Sunday mornings. So, you know, I'm reading through all of these lines, and I'm hearing the music version of so it stuck out to me. I'm going to start with verses 3 and 4, which say this: If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. Now, Shane and Shane put it this way: If you should count my sinful ways, how could I stand before your throne? Yet full forgiveness meets my gaze. I stand redeemed by grace alone. I don't know if in school you ever had one of these assignments. I remember this in elementary school. I want to say it was third grade, where our teacher passed out a test to all of us, and it had just had something like 50 math problems, you know, and we're all going through, and everybody in the class, you know, doing the math and carrying the one and doing all this stuff. And one student walked up about, you know, 60 seconds after receiving the piece of paper and turned the assignment in. And the rest of us are going. And if you have received one of these assignments, you will know what I'm about to say, is that if any of the rest of the class had read the directions, we would have seen that the directions at the very top said, please write your name at the top of this piece of paper and turn it into the teacher. Now, this was a lesson for us to make sure that we read the directions thoroughly and carefully. And as this is now, you know, getting close to 30 years later, I remember the lesson that stuck with me. And there are many things in life we need to understand the assignment that we've been given. Verse 3, if you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, who could stand? And right, this is the whole idea of no matter how hard we work, no matter how much we try, we're never going to be righteous enough. We're never going to be good enough. We would never fulfill the law enough. And even in this Old Text, this Old Testament context, the psalmist says, if you should really take stock of how well I'm doing this whole law thing, nobody could stand. Nobody could have a relationship with you. So what's the solution? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. We are not called to be good enough. We are called to trust in the forgiveness and mercy and grace of our God. And even on the other side of receiving that mercy and grace, how do we continue to live our Christian life? Well, let's carry this on. Verses 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning, more than the watchman for the morning. You can imagine the watchman standing on the wall, waiting, looking, keeping watch. But because he knows when the morning comes, that means that the most dangerous part of the day is over. And he breathes a sigh of relief. This is how we are to watch for the Lord. When we have difficulties, when we have hardships, when we have things we don't know how to face, we are not first and foremost called to work. We are called to trust. We are called to wait for the Lord. The psalmist continues, O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. And as the New Testament tells us that all the promises of Scripture are yes and amen, find their yes and amen in Jesus, we can apply that to the life of the believer, that he will redeem us from all our troubles. We can cast our cares on him because he cares for us. This is our call. This is the assignment we've been given. There will be hard things that we need to do, but we do them through the steadfast love and grace and mercy that God provides. So, Lord, thank you for this reminder from an Old Testament psalm. And we thank you for a song that helps to keep these words in our hearts and in our minds as we go throughout the day. That if we had to earn it, we never could. But with you, there is fullness of grace. With you, your mercies are new every morning. And so we praise you for that. We thank you for that. Help us to live in the light of that. And when we need help, we go to the one from whom our help comes. That we cast our anxieties on you because you care for us. Help us to walk in the grace and the strength that you provide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.